Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Doug Hagmann is our guest. He is the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network. Has a lot of contacts in the FBI, CIA, intelligence. And I've been listening to him for years when he's on other radio shows and following his information. A lot of it has really turned out to be incredibly accurate, and the rest of it is coming true. I wish that wasn't the case, but knowing is half the battle, as they say in G.I. Joe, and knowing what we're facing, getting out of denial, gives us a chance to beat this. Look, I wouldn't be risking my life if I didn't think we could beat these people. Even if I end up getting killed or put in prison, you got to say no to this type of tyranny. My children have no future. And I can't just give in to fear even on threats to them. I just have to commit to this because these people are crooks. They're nasty crooks. And our forebears stood up to these type of people, and we've got to do the same. Look, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. Well, most of them do. But I want to come back and get into the other point that your sources and that writer that you were just mentioning was telling you. But let's start going to calls now and then get into the other points your sources have told you before you leave us at the bottom of the hour, and then I'll get into other news after that, folks. Let's talk to Michael in Florida. Michael, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to know what you guys think, the average American voter, what we're going to get off of this election, because you see the left-right thing is fake. And, pretty much if they don't give Ron Paul a chance, I think we should just take pretty much everybody who's in the House now who's not acting responsibly. We should take those guys to court.
So look at Lugar losing in the primary, big establishment guy. There is a surge of patriot Ron Paul Tea Party types, the original Tea Party, who are winning elections at every level. So that's why the globalists want to accelerate their takeover, because as they said, they're worried about the counter-revolution, those of us that still want to have a free country. We are seen as the enemy, the extremists, the bad guys. Doug, your comments.
I totally agree. I mean, look, the right-left paradigm, as you've pointed out many, many times, it's over. It's done. There's a continuity of agenda at play here. Our only hope is someone who will uphold the Constitution, get back to the Constitution, and who might that be? Well, we've got Ron Paul.
Well, you've got all these crooks in government who are connected to each other. If we could just start getting that information out, that's why they're arresting whistleblowers, and start indicting and imprisoning them, they'll all run like a bunch of rats leaving a sinking ship. Because when the corruption's this bad, you're able sometimes to just flip the switch and it starts collapsing even faster. But instead, they just want to take over.
Yeah, indeed. No, you're exactly right. I mean, they act like cockroaches, I mean, in that case. And that's a pretty apt description, in my opinion.
Well, they're able to operate because of all these good men and women and private society, citizens, police, military, who are compartmentalized and don't know the big picture. Doesn't make sense to them, but they still follow orders. But once we expose what's happening behind the curtain, then people go, oh, that makes sense, and then it loses its power. I mean, I'm not trying to put a good face on this because this situation's dire, Doug, but I'm seeing an explosive awakening. What are you saying?
Oh, the same thing, but I'm also seeing there's still people that will just subject themselves to this unconstitutional search and seizure at the airports. This, they're grope-a-dopes. Everything's fine. This is necessary to keep us safe. There's still too many of those people. There's still too many of the people who believe in the theater that's being that we're being treated to. We've got to convince the people that this is not right, and not only convince them and educate them, but help them act and together. Look, we all have to. I use the example like this: one person at an airport says, "No, I'm not gonna subject myself to this. They're gonna get arrested." Half a dozen. It's gonna become a news report. You get everyone. What are they gonna do? They're gonna back
down. It was the opt out. They knew people were gonna say no that day. They didn't want to give us a chance to have a victory together, because that would have built our confidence. So for a week they stood down, showing their powerless and that the terror threat was manufactured in that case. We'll be right back. I want to expound on that and then take calls. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Phone calls here for Doug Hagman. He's the director of the Northeast Intelligence Network, with sources all over the place in law enforcement and intelligence. Broken a lot of big news stories over there on their end, and he was just telling us last hour that one of his federal sources said it is a three-alarm fire. They're freaking out over the re-education camp documents that we now have. The Army has responded and says, yes, it's real, and it's classified, and it should not be in the public domain, and that is all. And how they're going to process you with your Social Security number and take the political dissidents and lock your butt up. I mean, this is the confession of an illegal, illegitimate criminal group running the government. I wonder who leaked this, Doug, and we're going to go back to phone calls. Because I could, you know, one level, I think they put it out to scare people, but on another level, they don't want people waking up. I mean, just like Obama said he didn't want the NDAA, but then he signed it, and then it turned out he had demanded the secret arrest provision. These are big wake-up calls for people.
Exactly. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I don't know who leaked that document, but I don't believe it was intended to be leaked just simply because, for example, on page 168, it gets into the vetting of religious leaders. I mean, this is some incendiary type language.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. It talks about fighting militias. Say that again, though. Vetting the religious leaders, which is the clergy response team.
Yeah, in fact, my son had gone through this document with a fine-tooth comb, spent actually two nights going through this, and page 168, it talks about religious discussion groups will be offered to detainees as programs to educate them on specific aspects of their religion, to moderate them and to take the edge off of them.
Yeah, that's Romans 13, which they admit the feds use, to say, it's of the Lord, take the shot, let us take your kids, it's of the Lord.
That's right. And they did not want this information out there. I mean, again, you know, by you breaking this, and I believe you did break this, okay? I mean, there were a lot of people, the pucker factor, as my source calls it, was incredible. To think that this was actually leaked, and I'd be surprised, by the way, if you get a call back from that sort from the spokesperson. But that's just, you know, it's great that you did that. But no, I mean, this was not supposed to be leaked out. And
let me ask you this question, then. What do you think the military is saying about this document? I mean, I know they've called in and said they're very angry. Police have called in. I mean, I've noticed that the media. Here's my main question: why is the mainstream corporate dinosaur media will normally make fun of something I say, but then admit it's real. I've noticed complete silence on this. It is deafening, and it's really showing me just how many even alternative groups out there are controlled. The fact this is real, it's admitted it's real, and no one wants to touch it.
Well, simply because it's indefensible. How can one defend against this document? There's just no way to coherently engage in any type of coherent or legitimate defense. So why not just forget about it? Why not pretend it doesn't exist? The American people have a great way of just forgetting about everything. As long as, you know, American Idol is on or whatever show of the night is on, we can forget about this. You know, and of course now, you know, with that underwear thing, that brand new underwear scare that we got, well, you know, that gives us something different to talk about. That legitimizes the TSA, takes the, you know, perhaps takes the attention off of this, or it'll be something else. But again, I got to tell you, this document was not supposed to be leaked.
Well, we need to force it out into the media, and now that the Army's responded and admitted and has said, yes, it's real, we have got to get people discussing this everywhere. This is a big issue.
Yes, it is.
Let's go to Gonzalo in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Just like to say, you really make me laugh a lot, Jones, when you do your impersonations. It's really hilarious when, you know, when it comes down to all this serious type things. And, DHS has been rolling around my city in their little white SUVs, thinking they're all bad with the little triangles on it and stuff. You know, and I just, once they bring their checkpoints down here, to me it's on. That's when it's on. When they start groping people like this all in the cities, and I know they're doing it already in other states, but to me that's when it's on. And people out here are so brainwashed, they won't even save water. I tell them to, you know, they can't afford to stock up on anything. Stock up on water, and they still won't even do that. And it just really makes me sad.
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of the public scientifically mesmerized and drugged out of their minds, and I really feel sorry for them as this collapse accelerates, but I appreciate your call. Yeah, what about federal police? And the TSA aren't even police. They're not trained. They're not sworn. But they can come to a town like in New Mexico and say, grope everyone at the prom. We order you to. Out of their jurisdiction, not even real police, violating the Fourth Amendment. It's martial law. It's what it is.
The TSA workers are not, as you point out, they're not commissioned law enforcement officers. In every state, there are programs that you must take to become municipal police officers. State police is a little bit different. These TSA workers, number one, have not gone through the proper background checks. I think you pointed that out.
Now they're admitting some don't even get them now because it's right. Not getting the scum they want.
Well, that's true. And some of this is supposed to have been the background given to third-party companies like our company. We do background checks for Fortune 100 companies. Okay, that's not happening. It's not happening with these people. But Alex, if you can indulge me for a minute, one thing I did want to get to about this when I was talking about Jean McCloud and Canada Free Press, she had given me some information that dovetailed with some information that my source gave me concerning Fast and Furious, that being a potential problem for this administration. According to the information we have, Attorney General Eric Holder is not going to have any problems whatsoever from Daryl Issa and others, because remember, Holder was the key figure who vetted the Clinton administration's pardons. Remember that 180-minute, last-minute pardon back in January 2001, the beneficiaries of whom included former Weather Underground members Susan Rosenberg and Linda Evans, for example. There's debts owed that are not going to be paid, or that must be paid. Holder holds some chips, if you will, and as a result of that, ICE is not going to take them out. Okay, because I wanted to make sure I got that in there. Sorry if I got you off track.
No, we ran into a break last hour. I'm glad you remembered that. In fact, I want to go back to calls now, but what are some of the other things your sources are telling you that are important?
Well, just watch what Europe is doing. And he said this, too. Again, the initial conversation was on April 25th, I believe. Watch what Europe is doing. When you start seeing Europe crumble, or economically crumble, that is, you can start counting down. You've got some, you've really only got weeks, maybe months. Until it hits here. Watch very carefully what China does if once they start calling in their debt, if they do. As far as military is concerned, this comes from a different source. There are Spetsnaz in this country. Now, we've always had mutual aid or cross-training of various foreign troops. That's always been there. And, of course, the rebuttal to foreign troops in this country by the neocons, if you will, or the people that say, it's normal. It's normal for this. No, we're talking about Spetsnaz troops specially trained in detention and torture. I've gotten reports as well, Alex, about our military in Afghanistan. They are being trained in detention as opposed to combat. Now, who are they detaining? Certainly they're not detaining, it's a catch and release status over in Afghanistan. But according to the information we have, the training for detention is to be used here in this country. And our troops are being desensitized.
Well, that's what the document states. I mean, I've read public army documents where they say all these wars are laboratories that they can then deploy domestically. It's just total treason. Brian in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to bring that up. I've read reports about Russian troops actually exercising in Colorado at the end of this month.
No, that's mainstream news. That's in CBS News, and people still don't believe it's real because, that's not possible.
Right, and that dovetails obviously then with a nice NATO meeting that's going on in Chicago. And don't forget the G8 being in their hardened bunker there at the Camp David. It would be interesting to see if some of those troops actually got left here, And that dovetails maybe with Joel Skousen's prediction that, Russia and China and the sneak attack that's predicting for the United States. So
sure, he's predicting that down the road, though. But, expanding on that, they use G20, they use NATO, any meeting to say no protests in the city, no being out, arrest whoever you want, loudspeakers, black tanks, police with military. These are all little martial law training events, and they admit that's what they are. Doug, your comments on that?
Well, you're 100% right. Just connect the dots. And that's what I've been told. Look, everything that this guy has done, meaning Barack Hussein Obama, everything he's done, and also Bush as well, and Clinton before him, start connecting the dots. They're all globalists. This is one big continuity of agenda program here. And, if you think that it's anything different, you're crazy. But you can see the acceleration happening right now. You can, since the beginning of the year, you've got, you know, like you said, like we said, the NDAA, the various other executive orders, all of these things taking place, and things are accelerating at such a pace that you can barely keep up with
when
them.
They emerge and admit everything we've talked about is true, but say it's good for us, that means they're getting ready to use it. They don't uncloak until they fire. To use a cheesy Star Trek analogy, when do the Klingons uncloak? They've got to uncloak to fire. And just like a submarine has to service to launch its Polaris missiles or whatever, they're uncloaking because they're like, oh, there are troops and checkpoints and secret arrests. It's good. Don't run. We are your friends. So the military sees that and thinks, well, it must be okay. They're being public.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with Eat Foods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. Eat Foods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with Eat Foods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've got something pretty important coming up in the next segment. I'll just leave it at that for you. Right now, let's keep going to your phone calls. Aaron in Nevada, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Okay, Alex, a couple things, please. Number one, you got an article written by Watson that says the first official response to the U.S. Army document. That's untrue. We had it up on our website.
Sir, I'm not going to. Yeah, you've been calling my office 20 times a day. I'm not talking to you, okay? Whatever. Listen, don't stalk a big radio show to get attention for yourself. I'm not talking to you. I don't know what you're talking about, but I recognize your voice. That's P-Brain. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in California, listening on 1340 AM KOMY. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I'll try to be as succinct as possible. Now, I've been going door-to-door volunteer out here in Santa Cruz for Ron Paul campaign 2012. And that supported me to be able to get exposed to a cross-section. Now, some of these Obama supporters believe in his rhetoric and so much that it seems like they would be really for that civilian army that he wants. Now, when you guys were talking a little earlier, I made a correlation between the Trayvon Martin case and how they showed pictures of him when he was younger that were released in the press, and our boy wonder president, a false flag attack on him. Do you see a correlation being set up in the collective mind here for a sympathy if there's a false flag on the president for a movement to move towards that civilian army, even people volunteering for that against the constitutional patriot movement on the grassroots level? What do you think?
All right, let me get a comment from Doug Hagman on that. Doug?
Well, no, exactly right. The media is in it. They're facilitating this. They're working for Obama. The media is working for Obama in this case, in particular, with respect to the racial division. As a matter of fact, according to the information I received recently, there were high level meetings that took place between some of Obama's czars and heads of what, the five or six media conglomerates. Okay, they're planning this out, and it's everything is being staged. I was told, don't believe anything that you even see on the news, or don't believe what you see. I mean, it's again because it's all being staged.
Thank you, caller. Good points. Let's talk to Josh in California. Moving quickly, Josh, welcome.
How you doing? I have a couple of questions for you and Doug real quick, if that's okay. I'll be
sure. Go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, my first question is, I turned somebody on to you, and they stopped listening to you already, and it's only been a few weeks, and I asked them why they stopped listening to you, and they told me that they read an article on the interweb. Oh, the evil interweb. They said that you give us information about the New World Order and all the stuff that's going on, but you don't give us any solutions.
Well, that's not true, sir. I mean, again, these are the classic things. We're getting grassroots people involved, people running. We're calling for people to be prosecuted for Fast and Furious. We're calling to get the word out about this stuff so that they can't implement it, so there's debates in the military and police. I mean, talking about this, exposing it. There's a reason they're going after whistleblowers and people. So that's great. I mean, let people not listen to this show. There's other ones. It's not about me. It's about the information. It's not even about who breaks something first or who covers something. People always think, too, just because we're covering something that they might have seen somewhere else, that means that, you know, we didn't give them credit. It's all about territory and who's good and who isn't. Look, folks, it doesn't matter who Alex Jones is. This New World Order is real. We need to deal with it and not just spend all day critiquing what I'm doing. Lord knows I could do a better radio show, but nobody's perfect. But it isn't about Alex Jones. It isn't about Doug Hagman. It's about what's happening in our society. Doug, comments on that?
Yeah, everyone wants to be so territorial, and of course the divisiveness in this is incredible, but it's planned. I mean, part of this is planned as well. You've got the people, the infiltrators out there, whether it's the Tea Party movement or the Occupy movement or whatever, they're going to go in there and they're going to cast blame and divisiveness and all of this. It's all part of the plan. The other people who complain are just complainers, and if somebody doesn't do it for them, well, then it doesn't get done. I mean, it's simple as that. But look.
Yeah, I mean, we're just breaking news and stuff here, and people say, well, where's the solution? All we do is say, end the Fed, restore the Republic, cut taxes, don't pay $20 billion to ship General Motors overseas. All we're talking, I'm exposing that these power companies are using Obama to shut down their competition. Knowledge is the power, the awareness of the crime. But I'm supposed to wave a magic wand. In fact, I've got one around here. I'm supposed to wave one here, Doug, and then everything is okay. Doug, thank you so much for spending time with us. I know you'll be back again soon. Thank you for your great analysis, and contact us anytime when you've got new breaking info.
Thanks, Alex. Have a great day.
That was an amazing hour and a half. More calls coming up. By the way, we're taking action against Bilderberg. Oh, yeah.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, every 4 years, the globalist in their top confab, the Bilderberg Group, meet in North America, either in Canada or on the east coast of the United States. 4 years ago, when Obama was coronated supreme ruler, before the public was told about it, he and Hillary went in there and she stepped down there at that meeting, and they thought that Obama could sell fraud and fake hope and change better than her. We covered it. The national media refused to come. While it was the top story, no one knew where Hillary and Obama had gone for the day, an entire day. Well, I was there covering it. So another illustration of how the mainstream media won't do their job. Just like they wouldn't do their job in Bohemian Grove. So I had to infiltrate it. Tried to infiltrate a year and a half ago as well. Barely escaped, and the History Channel camera crew got arrested. But that's another issue. So we're taking action with solutions, exposing these people. And a big solution is to have Occupy Bilderberg that I called for a few weeks ago. It's been picked up by a lot of other groups and media, major steam building. I'm going to be there the 31st of this month through the 3rd, May 31st to June 3rd, while they're meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, at the Westfields Marriott. Now, a little bird told me the name of one of the main bookings for the conference. They do it under nom de plumes or under a pseudonym, under another name. And so we're going to call them right now. Let's call the front desk there. You're on air. And I'm going to tell them I'd like to come interview someone at the conference. We'll see how this goes here. Hey, how you doing? This is Alex Jones here, and I would like to be able to know what I need to do there on the 1st of next month to visit with the people at the Palm Tree Conference.
I'm sorry?
The Palm Tree Conference. You do have that book there. I mean, I have the right hotel, or is it the other Marriott?
We do have a Palm Court restaurant.
No, I'm talking about the Palm Tree Conference. You don't have a block of rooms booked in on the 31st through the 3rd?
Not that I'm aware of. I have not heard of that. I know we have the Palm Tree Restaurant. I'm sorry, the Palm Court Restaurant.
Yes, but can you check, I mean, to make sure that I've got the right hotel, Palm Tree Conference? That's what the hotel's booked for, right? Just check, because the whole hotel that I'm going to go to is booked out for those 3 days.
Okay, you should have been sent an invitation with the address for the conference.
Yeah, no, I was sent the invitation. It's got the B on it. You talking about that invitation?
I don't work for the conference that you're attending, so I don't know what they sent out. Normally when we have conferences, they...
Okay, I just want to make sure I have the right conference. What conference do you have booked there, the 31st through the 3rd?
Of which month?
The 31st of this month, May to June 3rd. May 31st to June 3rd.
Just a moment.
Yes. I always see comments on YouTube like, this isn't real. He doesn't really call the FBI. Jones, all the callers are fake. The whole show's fake. Maybe the only thing real is this show. Maybe I'm in an alternate dimension. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, this is better music today. Yeah. Ooh, hey, you're all groovy. I think I'm at Louvie's cafeteria here in this. Take the Luann platter, please. Bobby, listen here. Now I'm doing King of the Hill invitations. By the way, I've talked to Mike Judge. He is a listener. He's so busy with the new Beavis and Butthead, though, that he said he'll come on soon. In fact, that was months ago. I need to call him. Not name dropping. I'm reminding myself on air, memo, to get Mike Judge on, because I started thinking about doing Mike Judge invitations. Yeah, yeah. I want to attend the conference. Yeah. I want to talk to David Rockefeller. Yeah. Look, Beavis. He's got a diaper. Hey, Mr. Rockefeller. No, I'm not doing very good Mike Judge imitations. I can do them better when I'm not trying on air. Oh, boy. This is fun. Elevator music brought to you by the Westfields Marriott, site of the 2012 Bilderberg Group meeting. Da, 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 da.
Sales managers are in meetings, but looking at our system, we have the SRA conference.
The SRA conference?
Correct.
No, that's not it. That's all you have is the SRA conference.
And then we have three weddings.
During those 3 days?
I don't know how long they're here for.
Okay, well then I must have the wrong one. I've got to probably call you back, ma'am. Let me just ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is the hotel, because the one I'm going to, they told me that they booked the whole thing, the 31st of this month to the 3rd of next month, are you booked up then?
We do have rooms to sell during some of those days.
Say that again?
We do have rooms for sale over some of those dates.
But I called there last week, and they said that it was completely booked on those days, the 31st through the 3rd.
We could have had some cancellations.
No, man, they were telling me the entire, okay, I want to book one for June 1st there at the Westfields Marriott.
Okay, let me transfer you to reservations, and they can assist you with that just a moment.
Okay. By the way, folks, we've called 5 times, and they won't let us book during that day. They'll let us book the day before. I see. Well, we're just doing this on air.
Ensure high quality service.
I am just making sure.
Please see our privacy statement at Marriott.com to understand how we use and protect information.
Anyways, we're just making sure Bilderberg is there.
We invite you to remain.
But it's already on to occupy it. That is, cover it peacefully and demand media attention. Demand the corporate press to media cover it.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Marriott Westfields, Washington Dulles. My name is Chris. How can I help you?
Hey, yes, I'd like to book a room there June 1st, please.
Thank you. Just for the one night, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you coming in for an event or just coming in to visit?
What, the SRA conference or the Palm Tree conference?
One moment.
Oh, boy, I tell you. Hey, Marge, can you bring me a cup of coffee? Thanks. I'm Ralph Cramden.
Sounds like him.
I do sound like him? How are you doing? How are you doing today, ma'am?
Just a minute.
How's the weather in your area?
Yeah, it's getting there. Good. Just want to check your... one moment, please.
Thank you.
Have you registered for this Palm Tree conference, sir, or...
Oh, it's Plum Tree, or is it Palm Tree?
Palm Tree.
Oh, you do find a Palm Tree conference there?
Yeah, there is, but it's rooming list only, which leads me to believe there's some sort of pre-registration, and then they have your name, and then they make the reservation for you.
Oh, yes, but, yes, David Rockefeller.
No, but you, just a minute.
Hey, can you check and see if my name's there?
I will.
La, da, da, da. Oh, I'm sorry. Guys, turn that music off. I enjoy it too much. I'm over here at the office. I shouldn't be doing this on my lunch break. But, you know, you got to book these vacations sometimes. I heard they got a good golf course nearby.
They do. First of June. One moment. I don't have your name yet. The block of rooms does not close until does not shut down until the 11th, which is 2 days from now, and that's when the name should be coming in.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay, can I separately book a room there, or is the...
Certainly. No, you could do that.
Okay, so the hotel is not booked up for those days?
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it is. All right, just check that.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, there are 6 Marriotts in the area. The closest one with availability is the Fairfax Fair Oaks, 6 miles east, or the Washington Dulles.
Hold on, ma'am. I've actually got... I'm booking it for him, but I've got David Rockefeller here right with me. Can I just put him on the phone with you so he can do it?
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Dave, come on over here. Yes, sir. Sir, please don't call me sir. I'm your assistant.
Very well. Hello there, young lady. How are you taking all your vaccines like you're supposed to?
Yes, sir.
Good. What do you think of global government, Have you heard of my family?
Do you want to book at another hotel, Mr. Rockefeller?
Well, dearie, I'll be there. Don't worry. That rascally rabbit, Alex Jones, will probably be bullharding me.
Okay. Disconnecting.
All right. Good evening, my dear. Bye-bye.
Well, that little tip, that little bird about the palm tree conference, you know, they death threatened my wife last time I went and bullhorned them. They are certainly not going to be happy about this. Oh, man. Oh, boy. I don't even know if I can continue now. This is total Twilight Zone. All right. That's definitely where they're having it. We've made like four or five of these calls on air. That poor lady. I was just doing a David Rockefeller thing. I was about to ask her, are you going to be there when I'm there? What? But I wasn't going to do it. I was going to be really bad. Oh, I forget I'm on radio sometimes. I really do. I'm more eloquent when I'm not on the radio. That's actually not true. Sometimes when I'm directing shoots out there, I hear myself talking in the background on the tapes later. It sounds like some cross between an Appalachian hillbilly and an East Texan, which I guess I kind of am in a way. By the way, I wasn't bashing Appalachian hillbillies last night on the news when I was comparing the Taliban to souped-up hillbillies. I was explaining that it's hard for the globalists to take over groups like that. That's all I was saying. Just talking about hillbillies is not insulting them. I have a real live hillbilly working out there in the control room right now, don't I? It does a great job. The truth is the hillbillies have the advanced, supercharged brain cells. I myself am a super supreme purebred hillbilly. Anyways, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. That was funny. Am I wrong or was that funny just now? Doing the David Rockefeller invitation. I should have done it a lot better, though. Like, oh, well, I guess I'll need some help there. All right, that's enough. That's enough. I'm like the Hell 9000. Just a moment. Just a moment. We have a lot of important news here. FEMA coffins being moved northbound on Georgia Highway. There's photos of that at Before It's News. We'll get those up at Infowars.com. Congressional Democrats introduce amendment to outlaw self-defense. Well, that sounds reasonable. Democrats have now withdrawn the Trayvon Amendment for now. That's just some of the news we have there. And some of the other self-defense news here. UK bans self-defense expert from entering country. Government wants a nation of cowardly, defenseless victims. The UK government has banned self-defense expert, former U.S. Navy SEAL Tim Larkin, from entering the country after Larkin planned to hold seminars instructing people how to protect themselves from rioters and criminals. Well, the government's a bunch of riotous, globalist criminals, so they certainly cannot allow that, my pretty. Continuing here with the news, Google, self-driving car licensed to hit Nevada streets. Google modified Toyota Prius was given the thumbs up after successful test drives in Carson City and on the Vegas Strip. So, and they're going to say that cars drive better than us. They've already been covering up wrecks with them in the last few years in other parts of the country. And pretty soon, you won't be allowed to drive your own car or 18-wheeler because the insurance companies are the big banks, are the New World Order. There's another article here, spy blimps in the UK and U.S. skies. The media is now ready to tell us what I told you about 10 years ago. Also, there's more news. The DOJ is being told by Congress, if you won't give us Fast and Furious docs, we're going to dock your pay. Well, you're going to dock the mafia's pay. And then another video report from last night, circling the globalist rat hole, Occupy Bilderberg gains momentum. And again, my Occupy Bilderberg is peacefully to surround the place, have alternative media coverage, because we're the real media, and try to have such a spectacle of at least a few thousand people there. I think we should all shoot for, guys, pull up the calendar. What is June 1st? What is that, a Friday? Pull that up. I want to think of the best day, because you'll have like 300 people one day and 200 another, and then 100 the next and 200. We need to like focus on one day. Obviously, we can be there the whole time, but one day, 1 hour, where everybody agrees that we're going to surround that place like Jericho and basically, you know, bullhorn them from all directions. That is a nice calendar. They just put a calendar on screen. I can't even see anything on it. It doesn't matter. It is a Friday. I think a lot of people are having to work, having to do stuff. But if you can take off that Friday, Saturday probably be the best day, but they'll already all be inside then. really, though, Thursdays when they arrive, some arrive Friday. So really the best time, I think, is we should have one event Friday at, say, 6 o'clock there at the Westfields Marriott outside on the sidewalk. And then we should have one, say, Saturday at 5 o'clock as well. In fact, let's just say Thursday, if you can be there, starting at 1, because that's when a lot of them are arriving. That's a prime time. Thursday at 1, Friday at 5, Saturday at 5, Sunday at 1, because that's when they're leaving, is right around that time. And but we need one big mass point. So let's say it's Saturday evening. Everybody be there at 5 o'clock. Come with your wagons. Come with your, you know, everything. Just be there. It's like a wagon train. Everybody needs to be there. That's Eastern time in Virginia, not InfoWars time, from Hillbilly Command Base, Austin. Oh, man. Anyways, I don't know why I'm having such a good time today. I got a lot of callers here. We're going to come back and jam a few of those in. Aaron, Bill, Kim, John, Stan, we'll try to get to all of you here coming up. A lot of other news as well that's up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. The bankers are strangling Europe as usual, sucking everything out of them, with the prostitute media telling them that the public, that the debt is owed by them, not by the bankers. 90%+ of it in derivatives. We've got big reports on that. Spain bank problems loom over markets. We told you Spain would come next. The globalists are gobbling each country kind of a la carte. Like, bring me a ham sandwich, and then they eat that country. Bring me a filet mignon, and they bring them that country. Bring me another, and then it's just... just how they
are. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, the CIA has foiled its own CIA plot, and then they're congratulating themselves because that info leaked out. Another provocateur action. We're going to cover that in detail tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News. Let's jam in some more calls. Aaron in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, first-time caller, so I'm a little nervous. But real quick, before I get on to my question, I just want to thank you and your team for doing what you guys are doing. You know, waking me up, I appreciate that fully, and I'm trying to wake up as many people as I can. But let me get on to my question. I'm 17, and I've been watching you for about 2 years, and I'm trying to get my dad involved, but the only problem is I showed him some of your documentaries, and he falls asleep in the middle of them, or he just doesn't, he's not interested, and every time I try to tell him, you know, breaking news story, he laughs it off. He knows the government's corrupt, but he just feels so powerless, like he can't do anything. And, you know, he spent 20 years in the military, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But it kind of saddens me because I want him on my team, and I want to prepare.
Well, look, it's always hard for a father to listen to his son and for parents to respect their children. That's just the way it is. Okay, I mean, even if you become more successful than your parents, a lot of times they're just geared. Family is the hardest to sell, ideas or a vacuum cleaner. Any salesman will tell you that. Any politician will tell you that. Any psychologist will tell you that. So just move on, try to wake up others, and then as things begin to unfold, your dad will remember it and respect you. But you've got to excel at a bunch of other stuff before you start telling them political ideas, because they tend to think, oh, youth are being filled full of, you know, these ideas and stuff. But, I mean, all you're doing is repeating what the founding fathers would talk about. It's common sense. It's the rediscovery of that. Love your dad. I'm sure he's a great guy. He says he knows it's corrupt. He does have a feeling of helplessness. So go out and show him. Start a local radio show. Start a podcast. Start doing your own videos. Start getting thousands of people to watch him. Talk about issues. Go out and do your own reports. And then he'll start to listen to you if you want to get your dad away. But listen, most people sit on the fence even if they're awake. It's always minorities on the side of evil and minorities on the side of good, and that's where the battle is. That's why they always want to make you feel powerless. The truth is, you just got to stop caring, not have fear. That means not fear what your neighbors think. When you get to my level, it's fear of attack, fear of death, fear of whatever, and just make it all a big joke. You know, I mean, the joke's on them. You know, all their fear, all their garbage, all of it, I'm just not partaking in it. You know, I mean, I've got my afterburners on. That's the end of it, and this feels good. I'm on the right side of history, so bombs away in the info war. God bless you, my friend. Let's go ahead and take a call from Kim in Florida. Kim, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is my first time calling, too, so I'm kind of nervous like the last caller was.
Well, don't be nervous there.
Okay. Well, I'm watching some of your – I've never listened to you live on the radio. I've just watched some of the InfoWars things on YouTube, and the 9/11 truth thing I'm really interested in a lot. But I caught just the tail end of the guy talking about – David, your last guest there, he was talking about that Army doc. What was that? I missed that whole thing.
Yes, ma'am. That's a story at InfoWars.com that really should be red-linked. The Army admits there's a plan – for re-education camps and brainwashing and stuff for the American people. I mean, they admit the document's real. Then they engage in a psyop, a total disdain for the American people, and say it isn't for the U.S., even though it says it more than 30 times in the document. So the article is at InfoWars.com. Army admits redacted, Army admits re-education camp manual not intended for public release. So there it is. InfoWars.com is the coordinates.
Now, also, since I'm new to all this and, you know, I'm trying to, like, talk to my husband about it, he's also ex-military, like the last caller, is there a timeline that you have that you know, I can access anywhere that shows, like, okay, what was, like, some of the first things that happened that made you wake up?
Ooh, that's a really good idea. We've done some of those before in general history, but we need a timeline of the police state globalist takeover and how they're doing it. Great point. We'll try to do that sometime next week on the Nightly News, then air it here on the radio. Fabulous, fabulous idea.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.